With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for the lighter side.
Family in an Indian.
Brought to you.
Yes.
By People's United Bank.
Oh, how could we forget them?
Can't forget
They're
them.
The greatest.
Yeah.
A family in an Indianapolis suburb is sharing surveillance footage in order to identify a Grinch, a terrible, terrible human being.
Is this a porch bandit?
No, this is the guy. You know those inflatable Christmas decorations that have like a fan blowing into them?
Yeah.
And they come on at night.
And giant inflatable Santas.
Exactly. Yeah. This guy drove past the house, backed up, got out of his car, got out, walked up to the giant inflatable snowman, looked in it, got back in his car, and then proceeded to plow right through the Christmas display.
No.
Rude. Yeah.
Why would he do that?
He's a Grinch. He's a Grinch.
They'll catch him.
Some people are fed up with a sinkhole in the middle of their street in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, because it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and every time they complained to the town, no one would fix it.
They did nothing about
it. Did nothing about it. So Marietta Spack admits that she decided to go dump a Christmas tree in the pothole and decorate it to prove her point to the
That's
town.
That's great!
That it's so big, you can drop a Christmas tree in it.
And then she borrowed the big middle finger from the neighbor around the corner.
Hey, did you see the news people, the challenge they had trying to cover that story?
What?
About the guy who put the giant middle finger sculpture in his front of his business.
What was the challenge?
Well, they can't show the middle finger.
Why not?
On broadcast over-the-air TV. Cable, you can. But it's obscene. You can't show it.
So you could show up to the knuckles and don't show the finger.
So they had to be creative, like hold their script up to the camera, just covering what
then
was behind
them. Then why cover
it?
What's the point of covering
it? Because it's an unusual, hilarious story.
You can't cover a hand.
What do you
doing
mean?
Doing an obscene gesture.
Well, they could have put a Santa hat on the hand in the middle.
Okay, so let me ask you a stupid question.
Go ahead.
So what if somebody was on live and somebody went behind them and did this?
Well, that's out of their control.
Oh.
The FCC worms who sit in their truck would say
worms.
That, you know, you didn't know that had happened.
FCC.
It was out of your control.
I don't think that's an FCC rule.
Yes, it is.
To show a middle finger on camera?
You can't do that. It falls under obscenity.
Really?
All
right, fine.
All right. Hangxiety, Steph.
God.
You know what hangxiety is?
Is it when I have a hangover and it builds my anxiety?
Oh, you think you're going to have a hangover?
You're very close. When you have a hangover,
okay,
because you woke up after a drunk night, and you're worried
last
about
week.
Everything that you did. You worry about everything you did.
Where'd you go?
What did I say? Who did I say it to?
Oh, my God.
Where was I all night?
Is anything online?
Did I say anything wrong to my husband, James?
If I woke up in this hotel room, did something happen that was out of my control?
Oh, am I going to get fired? Yeah, that's a hangxiety.
Hangxiety, that's great.
Yeah, that's a hangxiety. Have you ever had a hangxiety?
No.
Okay. And finally, Gary, I think you did a phony phone about this.
Yes?
Cops are looking for a guy who shoved a footlong into his pants. A guy went into a gas station in Lakeland, Florida a few weeks ago, grabbed a footlong sandwich off the shelf, shoved it down his pants. Here's the thing, though. He paid for his soda.
Right.
You know, but he walked out without paying for the sandwich. Yeah, of course, they recognize that it's a very funny thing to put a foot long down your pants.
My crank call was a guy who called his wife to say he was being arrested.
Right.
Because he shoved an entire Thanksgiving dinner down his pants. Everything, the turkey, the stuffing.
The mashed potatoes.
Everything. He just shoved everything down his pants. And you would think that his wife would question whether you could fit all that.
No.
How do you fit all that in there?
She was just mad that he got caught.
Yeah, right.
You are listening to 96.5 TIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.